For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Friday's massive demonstration by Kentucky teachers was just the latest in a series of walkouts, protests, and pickets by teachers in four states, from West Virginia to Arizona. Glynis Board reports on what the unrest among teachers could mean for schools, for labor, and for upcoming elections.
What started in some of West Virginia's poorest counties has now spread to Kentucky, Oklahoma, and Arizona. Oklahoma first grade teacher Sally Sammons says as soon as momentum started to build in Oklahoma, she reached out to family ties and educators in West Virginia.
We looked at West Virginia and said, hey, okay, now's the time. Now's the time to get on it. I think it gave us confidence to really finally cross that line.
In Kentucky, first grade teacher Rachel Cowan says West Virginia's 9-day strike was an inspiration.
And you look at how communities in West Virginia rallied around their teachers and the support they got, and it gives me so much hope.
Cowan has a unique perspective. She got her teaching degree in West Virginia, then worked in Oklahoma schools for a couple of years before moving to Kentucky. She says working in poorly funded Oklahoma schools was an eye-opener.
I just remember one day when they couldn't find another teacher to fill a classroom position. So I had my first grade class and half of another first grade class, and they didn't have substitutes. So I also had a few sixth graders, you know, thrown into the mix. So I was way over cap with multiple students in my classroom. No heat. It's in the winter in Oklahoma. And can you imagine being a child in that classroom?
In these deeply red states where organized labor has been in decline, teachers seem pretty fed up with underfunded schools, low pay, and changes to public pension programs. Educators in Oklahoma want funding for their schools. Arizona teachers want a raise. Kentucky educators like Cowan are rallying for classroom and pension funds.
I look at these budget cuts and I see what's happening in West Virginia, and I look and see what's happening in Kentucky, and I can't say what's going to happen, but I think about my experience in Oklahoma and I'm like, oh gosh, is this the road we're going to go down?
The grassroots action spreading among teachers also raises questions about what's down the road for organized labor in upcoming elections. Wheeling, West Virginia labor lawyer Pat Cassidy sees the teacher protest as part of a broader groundswell of desire for systemic change.
I think it's maybe a renewal, but a renewal from the bottom up, which I think mirrors maybe what seems to be happening among a lot of people organizing with the various movements, the anti-gun lobby, the Me Too movement, the Women's March, the Climate March. There is a lot of ferment for grassroots organizing right now, and I'm very optimistic about it. I think it will invigorate the labor movement.
Cassidy says unions are at a low point of power and influence. History professor at West Virginia University, Hal Gorby, agrees and says weak unions will often lead to unpredictable disruption.
If they actually had collective bargaining agreements, it would probably prevent some of the sort of disorganization that happens. And even today, you know, to those that say, well, why did this happen? Well, there's no clear bargaining entity to talk to.
Conservative analysts say teachers are reacting to larger shifts in education. Jesse Troyan is development director at the Cardinal Institute for West Virginia Policy.
You know, the way that we see education now is, I believe, is going to look fundamentally different in, you know, probably 10 years. It's going to be unrecognizable from what we currently see around us. And I think there's a self-preservation here, and there's just the general kind of human tendency to resist change.
Teachers are also seeking change come election day, registering voters and recruiting candidates who will work for their cause. During a swing through Kentucky, Democratic National Committee Chair Tom Perez said teachers are responding as red state lawmakers push policies too far to the right.
And what we see as a result is Democrats are winning special elections up and down the ballot.
Perez points to recent special elections in Kentucky, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, where Democrats won in districts that voted overwhelmingly for Trump. The Associated Press reports that at least 28 former or current educators, mostly Democrats, are running for office this election cycle in Kentucky. Many educators there in Kentucky, like Cowan, say they're now more engaged in both union and government processes and expect to remain so.
I wish you could just come to my classroom and meet my students, because you can't meet 6-year-olds and 7-year-olds who are learning how to read and who are excited about books and are excited about coming to school. That's what we're funding. Don't you want them to have the best?
Back in West Virginia, union leaders are canvassing the state, endorsing pro-education candidates. Mostly, these are Democratic candidates, but union leaders are also targeting incumbents on both sides of the aisle who didn't support the teachers during the legislative session. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling, West Virginia.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.